Okay, hey guys! So welcome to What Are We Watching with Yasmin and
Mari.
So today, what are we watching, Mariana?
We are watching The Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
From 2003, starring Eddie Murphy.
Cool. Explain more about this movie.
Why are you trying to be so professional? Explain more about the movie.
This is how I am. We watched this movie a couple days ago. Yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about why I picked this movie. I remember this movie very differently.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember this movie.
Because I picked it, I decided we were going to each pick movies that were like our favorite movies from our childhood, right? Halloween movies.
Halloween.
But I hadn't seen this movie in probably 10 plus years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's as good as I remembered. I mean, I watched it. And,
well, I think it's also that we're Florida people. We're, like, the Floridians. So, we're from Orlando. That's where we're, like, I was born in Orlando. You're born, basically, in Orlando. And, we grew up around Disney, like, our entire childhood. So, like, there is a ride at Disney. It's called the Haunted Mansion. And I guess that's what this movie's based off of. So, it was cool in that instance.
You thought it was the other way around, though.
Yeah, I thought this, the game, like, because it seems like everything in Disney is always based off of a movie or something, right? A Disney movie. So, I thought that this ride was based off of it, but it's the opposite, which is kind of weird.
So, you know how old that ride is? The Haunted Mansion?
I'm guessing very old. I don't know.
I looked it up. It was made in 1969.
What the hell?
That ride is, like, 50...
I feel like Disney is like, it's like the pity ride of Disney, like of Magic Kingdom, in like Florida at least, because it's like, you gotta go on that ride. If you haven't been to Disney in a while, you just gotta go on the ride. Even if you don't want to, even if you find the ride boring, you just gotta go on it, because it's just part of it. You just gotta go. And it's like, it's just like a little, how is it? You just sit there. And then, like, kind of like a little...
No, it's a ride that you sit in, and you're in, like, in this little pod, and the pod runs on tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the... And then there's just, like,
it has a lot
stuff.
Of, like, holographic stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh!
So, I did read somewhere that it was very in... It was, like, the... When it opened in 1969, it was very, like, intuitive. Like, very, not intuitive.
She was
like,
different.
That wasn't different. It was very, like, what does it mean when something's technologically advanced for its time? Because it uses,
I think,
like...
that's basically it.
Because the ghosts, right? The ghosts are, like,
it's revolutionary?
They're not CGI. They're, like, holograms.
Mm.
Right? Like, what are they?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not really holograms. It's more of, like, a smoke show.
If you haven't seen this ride,
show.
Just look up a POV of it, and I guess you'll get most of it. But, actually, Danny...
Yes.
Is my friend.
Did she go on it?
Yeah. I took Danny on that ride.
We did? Which one?
Yeah,
the Haunted Mansion
ride. Remember the one with, like, it was, like, the headless lady? Remember it was, like, in the dark and there was, like, ghosts and stuff?
The ghost dance in the ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Danny just went, we just went on this ride a couple months ago.
Do you?
And I remember.
So, I found this, like, fun fact.
Did you like the ride?
That's what it was based on, the movie.
No, it's not. Yeah. So, the movie's based off of the ride.
How does that
They
happen?
Made a movie where they just have the, like, random shit from the ride, which was
the
cool.
The movie was made in the late, the ride was made in the late 60s, the movie was made in 2003, so 34
Seriously?
Years later
yeah,
they made
so
this
Yeah, so they
movie.
Have, like, the talking statues, what else? They have, like, the ballroom guests, the ghost ones, right, the holograms?
Yeah.
That lady in the ball, like, just her head.
And,
so
like, it looks
like a
like
bunch
it levitates.
Of concepts from the ride. They just, like, put in a random, I guess they just, like, made the storyline just so it could, like, fit. It was interesting.
Advertising.
I know, I think they had
did
everything.
You like the ride, yeah?
Yeah. Was the movie just to advertise the ride, or was it
No, like the movie, like, Jungle, I think it's supposed to be, like, you know, like, Jungle Cruise just came out? That's based off a ride at Disney.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it's at the Disney in California.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe just Disney was like, yeah, let's just do it, guys. I don't know, let's go for it. But anyways, it was a chaotic movie, for sure. But I really liked the fact, I mean, I guess I've just been on that ride so many times. That is, like, I recognize, like, everything from the rides and, like, the movie, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so let's get into
So let's get into what the movie actually is. I mean, it's a Halloween movie. I think it's, like, iconic Halloween movie in terms of, like, yeah. Like,
well, it's not in Halloween.
It's not, like, on Halloween. It's, yeah.
But, I mean, the Haunted Mansion, okay? It's basically about a mansion that's haunted.
In the
it's got that spooky vibe.
Got the spooky vibes in the middle of a swamp. That, like,
spooky Disney vibes. Yeah. So, summary of the movie? Okay, so I'm going to say the summary while you look up the box office stuff. Basically, the summary of this movie is that there's, like, a realtor guy and his entire family is, like, they're, like, the realtors. And then him and his wife are, like, a duo.
They're the Evers.
Yeah, the Evers. And he's, Jim, like, this, like, cheeky realtor guy that always, like, can't pass up on a opportunity, right, to sell a house. So he kind of, like, neglects his family because of that, right? So he, like, misses his wife's anniversary and, like, all that. And then, like, he's like, okay, to make it up, we're gonna go on, like, a lake trip. And then they get a call from this place, right, the Haunted Mansion. It's like, okay, we're looking to sell this house, but we only want the wife to come, right? His wife. It's kind of weird. But then, like, she ends up telling her husband about it, and he's like, okay, let's just go there for, like, a little bit, and then we'll continue on our, like, part, right?
And they're, like, a duel, so it's, like, they try to be like, oh, no, we're, like, why would we not go together, right?
Yeah, and so then we're like, okay. So they bring the whole family, and then they get introduced to the mansion owner, which is this guy. I don't know what his name, but
he's how do you now remember these people?
He's dead.
Master Gracie.
Yeah, he's the master of the household. He's dead, but nobody knows that. Nobody knows that, like, everyone in the house is dead. But then we meet, like, the butler. And then we meet Master Gracie, which is, like, the main guy. And then, like, so for some reason, the roads get flooded, and they get stuck there, and they have to stay the night there. And then, like, basically what ends up happening is this dead guy, the master, right? He died because his wife died, and, like, they said that she committed suicide.
No, his fiance. Oh, yeah, his love. His
fiance committed suicide, and he found her dead, and then he hung himself.
And that's, like, why they're all trapped in the house.
And that is why there's, like, a curse now where all the souls are still stuck there. So, it's kind of weird because she's, like, white, right? His, like, lady that he lives in love with is white. But then, like, they have, like, people of color as, like, the main cast, right? As, and so there is, like, the wife of the guy, Mr. Evers, and she's black, but, like, she's has the same exact face.
She's played by
as his love. So it's kind of weird because I don't know, but they were like,
she's played by Martha Thompson.
I don't know, I've never seen this lady in anything else, Martha Thompson, but it's kind of weird. But he's like, anyways, it doesn't matter, right? Because he's like, he thinks it's, like, either, like, a reincarnation of his love, or it's, like, his love coming back to him or something after he sees her face, right? And then you find out that, like, yeah, that he has, like, a painting of her, and he has all this stuff of her, and then, yeah, that's, like, she has the same face as his love. And then he tries to, like, keep her there so then they can break the curse. And the butler plans all of this and is like, yeah, we're gonna get you guys married, and then we're gonna kill her. And then you guys are going to live happily ever after together.
Well, because he wants to leave too. Everyone in the house wants to leave the house. They're all cursed to stay there, right? Yeah. In the Haunted Mansion, the ride, I remember that there's a part, which they never say in the show, how many souls are trapped there. But in the rides, like, a big deal, it's like 999 souls are trapped in the Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is 666 upside down.
It's a great play on words.
It's a great way to, like, so, little snippet.
So, yeah. So, we have that, basically. And then, like, the husband finds out, Eddie, or, like, what's his name? Not Eddie. Evers. Jim Evers. He finds out that his wife is, you know, what's happening and what's gonna happen to his wife. They separate them, right? They get separated. And then his kids get separated, too. And they all kind of, like, go look for a key that ends up, like, opening a chest, and this chest opens a letter. And this letter unveils.
They never explain, like, when they go get the key. They never, like, explain. So are they getting the key from Master Gracie's body?
I don't know what.
Is that where the
key? I don't know who has whose the body? Key. I don't know. They're just like, but it's an unmarked grave, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
But it's in the middle of a tomb.
Yeah, and there's like a shit ton of bodies everywhere.
So I'm guessing that it's supposed to be like his body holding the key.
But it's unmarked, so I don't think it's him.
Then who would it be? The wife? The fiancé?
No.
No, because it was a dude.
Oh, God. It's just a random person that had the
key.
Well,
why would it
reason.
Be in the middle of the...
I don't know.
It had to be...
Because if he's...
It's him.
His soul is literally in the mansion. Why did his body get up again? You know what I mean? Because, like, after they get the key
maybe
from this,
the grandfather.
Like, dead corpse, it just, like, comes back to life. I'm like, well, he's already there, though. You know? How come their corpses can come back to life? I don't know. It didn't make a lot of sense. But then they basically reveal that the lover of this master did not kill herself. In fact, the butler killed her.
Because they weren't supposed to be together. Because either...
Who knows why.
So, I think the character is supposed to be black. She just looks white in the picture. I don't know.
Sometimes, like, in the painting, it looks like they whitewashed her. Because it's her, it looks like her, but then she's, like, a lot lighter. It was like, that's kind of weird. But then at the end, she's not. So I was like,
well,
wait,
the soul
what are they
goes
doing?
Into her. It goes into the wife.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what they tried to do there. I mean, I get the whole point. It was kind of like
or
a
she was supposed
like,
to be broke, or for some reason, he didn't want her to marry the...
I think it was just that he didn't want him to,
marry her.
Like, yeah, like, move on. And, like, the butler had some maybe codependency issues, some relational trauma or something. I don't know. But for some reason, this butler could not let go. He kills the girl. He blames it on, like, that. And then, like, the letter is, like, basically a letter from her being like, yes, I'll marry you. I love you so much, right? And then it shows that the master that, in fact, she wasn't going to kill herself. She wanted to be with him, you know? And that it was the butler's doing.
And then the butler gets, his soul gets drugged.
Oh my god, that.
Literally. So that's the thing, they never do anything to him. They just figure
it
out.
Let's talk now about, like, the crazy stuff about this movie. Like, the weird shit about this movie. Because, like, it was good plot-wise, I would say. Like, it was nice and sweet and short. But, like, there's just so much random stuff in this movie. That, like, especially, like, the Madam Ball thing. Like, that was so random and, like. She's just, like...
She's literally in the ride. That's, like, the only reason you can come up with the why she's in it.
Because, like...
The Madame Leona? Yeah.
Leota.
Played by Jennifer Tilly. It just didn't make any... It was, like, literally because she's in the ride. And to be frank, she is the most entertaining part. But she's a random part.
And it's, like, she gives him advice. Because maybe, I guess... But she's
no,
not
he
a,
tells
so,
her to go get the
so
key.
So she's not a trapped soul, right? Because she leaves at the end, right? So she's not a trapped soul. I don't know what the hell
she
is.
Oh, yeah,
she
doesn't leave. She doesn't leave the ball.
So, I don't know what
like,
the hell she is.
Like, she's a fortune teller, but she's stuck in the
house.
Ball. She's stuck in the globe.
Yeah, but
she's
also stuck
globe.
In the mansion, right?
Yeah, but...
Like, no one can take her out of the mansion. Who's gonna take her out of the mansion?
Yeah, but they all... Yeah, she's stuck in the mansion because no one can take her. But when they all, everyone becomes a soul and goes back up to heaven.
Yeah, I thought she was
and
just,
she
like,
stays.
I thought she was just, like, a madam in, like, real life, and then she died, too, just like everyone else did.
But
she
didn't go up
die.
Into heaven.
So I don't know what her whole thing was.
I think maybe because she's supposed to be a fortune teller or a gypsy, maybe it's supposed to be, like, she's, like, magical, and she doesn't, like. Or
but
she
then,
somehow,
like, I don't
like
know
trapped
what her
herself?
Purpose, this, but this is
like
what,
she
I, what I don't understand
herself?
Is she's known the answers the entire time. How come those ghosts never came to her before and was like, hey, let's just get this shit done. Let's just figure out what happened to this girl. You know? Like, how come it took, like, 100 years? Like, if she had the answers, and, like, they came to her, like, 3 different times, and she basically told them the answer every single time on, like, everything and what they needed to do to, like, break the curse and everything.
Is just find out the truth.
And, like, I thought it was because she wanted to leave, too. But then, like, when the butler comes up to her, she tells everything to the butler. right? So I'm like, well, then I don't know what she's doing. It was so random. And I thought it was funny when she, like, first meets the Evers guy, who played by Eddie Murphy, right? They're just, like, random instruments being, like, thrown around, and they're just, like, playing music, but they're not really playing, like, any type of song. They're
it's
just,
from
like,
the ride.
Like, I know, but it's just, like, what? Like, it's so random. I don't know.
It seems random though. Because it's from the ride. I think that's, like, a thing, is everything that was in the ride that they wanted to put in the movie seems random because it's in the ride.
Yeah.
Like, the tomb head, the heads, the statue the head heads, they're, also just there. Like, they are in the ride. Like, you go, when you're waiting in line, they, like, talk, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying, right? So they've got the statues, too. There's a lot of stuff like that. She's funny, though, because, like, when... Like, Evers, like, Jim Evers, once he gets stuck outside of the mansion and he can't get in, she comes out to him and she's like, what did she say? She's like, you can fail many times, but, like, the real failure is when you stop trying. And she's like, you have to try. And then, like, he, like, puts her in, like, the side of, like, the car and he, like, buckles her up and he, like, rams into the tight.
And she's like, where am I gonna hold on?
She's funny. What else is random about this? I found that, okay, so, we find out that the fiancé that died is actually, like, this glowing bulb thing that was, like...
It's like a soul, yeah, because they all turn into the glowing bulbs. It's like a soul.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, doesn't look like the other souls.
But, I guess because she, like, didn't have any remaining business, but then she was, like, still stuck there?
I guess to help them, because she was supposed to help them with their business.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of fucked up, because that thing was, like, floating around the entire castle, or the entire mansion, and he didn't know. And I was like, she's been there the entire time, bro. Not even that she wasn't there, like, she's there,
No, I understand the point of, like, everyone else is trapped there because of the curse, right? And she's not there. So, I get the idea of, like, when he then sees this, like, realtor's flyer, it's like, wow, she was reincarnated. Like, that makes sense, right? Like, that's why she's not there.
Yeah.
Because she's somewhere else.
But I don't know. I don't think he thinks she was reincarnated because the entire time he's like, don't you remember? Don't you remember what happened to us? Like, come on.
She thinks that that's her?
Like, yeah, he probably just thinks that she's like, I don't freaking know. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true that she thinks, he thinks that she's a ghost.
Because if he thought that she was reincarnated, he would be okay with her not knowing anything about him, right?
And yeah, he would be like, hey, we need to fall in love again, or something like that.
But he literally is like, why don't you remember this? Like, what's happening? Like, you're not her then, you know? And then the butler is like, no, that's her, like, she remembers, and, like, threatens to, like, you know, enforces her to lie, right? And that's only when he's okay with it.
I don't think he realizes that she's not dead, though.
Yeah.
And that's also, like, another thing, is, like...
But also, like,
he doesn't. Master Gracie isn't the one that tries to kill her. It's the butler that tries to kill her with the wine, right?
Yeah. So, again, too, like... But... This butler guy's crazy, bro. I was like, oh, I thought he was gonna be nice. He was murderous. Very murderous and scary.
The butler.
I was like, this guy is horrible.
It's such, like, a mystery trope of, like, it's always the butler. Like, literally...
I was like, damn. What else is weird?
I didn't, maybe because when you're a kid, you don't realize how random things are. Because you're like, oh, that just makes sense. Like, you know?
But I feel like the ride itself is also very random. Like, I don't know why we liked it either as children. Because it was
the ride premise is just that it's, that you're getting a tour of a haunted mansion. That's the only premise of the ride.
But there's so much stuff in the ride that they just don't correlate at all. You know? You've got, like, zombies, and then you've got, like, ghosts.
No, there's no zombies.
Yeah, there are. Like, they're, like, coming out of the graveyard, right? They're not considered zombies, I wouldn't say, but they're, like, the dead corpses, right? Then you have, like, ghosts, and then you have, like...
That are stuck in inanimate objects, like the tombstone heads.
Yeah, and then you have, like... weird stuff, and, like, the paintings and stuff like that, where you're like, what? And then there's, like, the beginning part where it shows, like, the manor, right? And shows all the pictures. and they all turn into, like, the... One thing I really liked, and I thought that was really cool about the movie, is that, like, the hanging scene.
Yeah.
Where he's hanging, that's exactly like the ride.
Yeah, it's exactly
like the ride. Which I thought that was really cool, because it's, like, before you get even into the ride, there's, like, a waiting room they put you in, and they go,
and
like...
And it's dark on top, so
yeah,
you don't
and it's
see
in the dark,
overhead.
And then it, like, shows, like, a hang... Also, I don't know how this is for children.
The lights turned
like,
off.
It's, like, very... Not for children, but it is for children. I don't know.
That's, like, another thing. It's, like, rated PG-13. I mean, it's rated PG, and, like, in the first second, a woman dies, and someone is hanging.
And he's literally hanging. And it's, like, exactly like the ride. In the ride, it's very morbid. Like, how you just, like, hanging in front of you. And I was, like, I thought that was really cool that it was, like, exactly like the ride. Where it's, like, he's kind of, like, in a tower, like, bell tower kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the... The lights from,
the
like,
lights.
The storm, like, shine on him. And it's very, like, depressing. I really liked also the graveyard scene. I liked seeing all the ghosts and stuff, because I really liked that about the ride. I love the holograms of all the dead ghosts. So I thought that was cool that they show that in the movie, too.
I saw a fun fact that was talking about how, like, a year after the ride had opened... First of all, this is, like, the 70s, but someone had brought, like, a gun to the ride and, like, thought the ghosts were real and, like, shot it.
Oh.
And to this day, apparently, there's still the bullet hole. So the bullet hole went through the glass, right? And, like, cracked the glass. And so apparently, it's the glass for that ride is so expensive because it has to be able to do the hologram thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's so expensive to replace that Disney never replaced it. And that instead, because, like, the, you know how bullet holes kind of look like spider webs?
Uh-huh.
They put a little spider. They were like, they put a spider on the, like,
they said,
broken
make
glass.
It work, bitches. Make it work.
And I was also like, that's the most ratchet ass, like, way to fix it. Like,
but, like, hey, it works, I guess. That's funny. Imagine bringing a gun. You're like, I'm ready to get these hoes. Like, I'm gonna get all
first
of them.
First of all, Florida.
Florida.
And also the 70s, but Florida.
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida. This movie actually takes place in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's supposed to take, it's kind of in the middle of the swamp, but, like, also it's not a thing that you know. You have to, like, look it up, and, like, then you figure out it's in New Orleans. Like, it's weird. But also, I think the part of the park is, like, kind of New Orleans themed.
I mean,
because
it's
next
right?
to the
swamp.
Swamp. It's like a swamp theme.
Oh, I really like the horse, too.
The horse?
Because when you walk into the ride at Walt Disney, they have, like, a harness, but it's supposed to be, like, a ghost harness, right? Of like, a horse.
It's
so
just floating,
like,
there.
It's, like, a floating harness, and I thought that was cool that they had the horse in there, too. But he's not, like, exactly invisible. He looks kind of like a ghost, right? Looks like a skeleton.
Yeah. I found it interesting how
like the Harry Potter ones.
Yeah. I found it interesting how inside the house they look human, but then outside the house they look like ghosts.
Because I thought it was weird, because I was like, I think they did that on purpose, though, so that you figure out later on that they're ghosts. Because when you first meet them, you think that they're human, right?
Yeah.
But then after they reveal that they're ghosts, then it kind of shows them exactly how it shows them in the ride, right? Where they look like holograms. They have a blue tint to them. Yeah, the transparent.
A blue glow.
And then they kind of look more like the actual ride. That's why I was confused at first, because I was like, where are these ghosts? I really wish that this movie would have had, like, an actual ballroom scene. Like, a legit, like, they had, like, a little glimpse of it where there was, like, you know, like, dancing. Mm-hmm. But, like, a full-on...
Like, the kids just come in the ballroom in the middle of the night, they're just ghost dancing.
Yeah, like, a full-on, like, ballroom dance would have, like, been the icing on this, like, movie. Because that is one of my favorite parts of the ride. And I think it's just, like, that music and everything, like, it's just, like, so cool to watch.
It also...
And I think it would have been a great scene. Like,
it also reminds me of, like, Anastasia when she's,
yeah,
like,
uh-huh,
in the ballroom and she starts dancing and she starts seeing the people dance.
Of, like, dead people, right?
Well, yeah, it's, like, morbid because you're, like, wow, those people are, like, dead.
Yeah.
Like, her whole family.
She's like, let me dream up these dead people. But that's exactly how it is, right? So that would have been cool if they had, like, more of that. Especially if it was, like, maybe, like, during, like, the fake wedding or, like, you know, something like that where, like, they could have made it. They could have done it. Maybe they just didn't want to pay for that many actors.
Like, have them dance as they're going up.
Yeah. Like, that would have been freaking amazing.
I actually do think that the... graphics are good for this time period. It's 2003 this movie came out, in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah.
It is almost 20 years old.
I was giving,
is
like,
18.
When they went to the tomb to go find the key, it was really giving Pirates of the Caribbean vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, the, when, like, the Black Pearl.
You don't think the ghosts give you vibes,
No, like, the Black Pearl, where, like, they go in the moonlight and they, like, turn into, like, skeletons. They look exactly like the ones from, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean. And I was like, I thought that was cool because the animation was really good. Like, and not the animation, but, like,
the graphics.
The special effects was, like, really good. And, like, it kind of reminded me of Pirates of the Caribbean that came out around the same time. And so it's, like, it kind of makes sense. But I was like, oh, I like the vibes. Like, the...
Didn't go over, like, the stuff that we usually do, like, the budget and stuff. This movie, like, I was reading it was, like, $90 million was the budget. Which, I don't...
Pretty cheap.
I need to, like, look that up if, like, for Wikipedia, if it's, like, inflation. If it counts for inflation. Because, like, $90 million, almost 18 years ago, I think it's, like, 130. Has to be, like, 130,
right? So this
movie
came out 1 year before I was born.
Before you. So it's older than you by a year.
Literally older than me. We love it.
We're gonna watch... Have we watched a movie? We haven't watched a movie that's older than me, though.
Oh. That's true.
We've only watched 2000s movies.
Yeah, we'll go into, like... Oh, when I forced you to watch The Matrix. Oh, no, The Matrix came out when you were... What, was it the early 2000s, The Matrix?
I think it was 2001. I've never seen Matrix. I don't know what you're saying.
We're gonna get you to watch The Matrix, and we're gonna do a review about it.
Okay.
Oh, one thing I want to talk about was the ending, because I think this is one of the most chaotic movie endings I've ever seen in my life. Okay. So the butler is like, he like says like some random shit, and he's like, "I commend you to hell," and then like the floor opens up and comes out like a fire dragon thing.
No, it's a fireplace.
Like, you know, like, the fireplace opens up, right? But then, like, a fire dragon literally comes out, and it starts, like, looking around at people, and then it just grabs the butler, and he goes, like, ah! And he, like, and his, like, eyes light up, and then it just drags him to hell. And, like, that's how we get rid of him. I was expecting them to fight him or something, because they're like, you can't fight him,
but
though, right? He's a ghost.
Yeah.
But then, like, literally, it just, like, hell just swallows him
I
up.
Feel like it's, like, an
it
easy
so
catch
random.
Because they never go into, like, how... Like, you know, like, those movies that are, like, vampire werewolves or ghost movies, even, where they go into, like, how do we get rid of it?
It was giving much Vampire
right?
Diaries vibe to me. You know, like, the Vampire Diaries where, like, they try to open up hell and there's, like, a flame and, like, literally, like, eats everything. And I was like, what are they trying to do here? And it was, like, so quick.
It reminds me...
It literally took, like, 1 minute and he was gone.
It reminds me of, like, Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame, he's literally singing Hellfire in front of this giant, like, fireplace. And then when he dies, he falls into fire.
Yeah, it was very much like, or like, kind of like a Princess and the Frog. Where, like, you know, like, the things, like, they drag him.
Yeah.
Kind of like, they're like,
there's
okay,
a lot
bitch,
of, like,
it's your turn now.
Hell and, like, burning in hell into windows. What's up with that Disney?
Understand.
Like
he calls this thing to come and eat them, but then it eats him, and then it just leaves.
Because the curse is over. The curse is broken.
It was just so random. I was like, what? And then you're just like, problem solved. He just got dragged to hell, so we're good now. And then boom. I was like, it was the most like clean, like bow tied, you know, like ending ever seen in my life. And then like. Heaven. It's funny because we see hell like immediately, and then like 2 seconds later, like the fucking ceiling opens up and there's fucking heaven. There's like clouds and like boom. It's like we went from hell to heaven in like 2 seconds, and heaven opens up and starts bringing them all the souls. And I was like, wow, we love it. It just like went through.
It's great.
Both sides in like 2 seconds. And when they took all the souls, right? Because, like, finally all these souls could leave. That was a lot of souls.
It was supposed to be 999.
I was like, damn. Heaven really got all of that. What I don't understand is, like, you're going to tell me not even one of those people were bad. Like, they all deserve to go to heaven. All of them.
Look, but does anyone really know what the laws of heaven are? Like, don't murder people and you can go?
Okay, but the butler didn't get to go to heaven.
He murdered someone.
Exactly. But, like, any one of those 999 people could have murdered someone else, no? Couldn't they have been a murderer?
We don't know. Maybe in the graveyard, there were, like, little holes that opened up in the graveyard.
like, you're coming back, bitch.
Probably, maybe. Like those freaking zombie things that were trying to eat them. Like, they are gonna go up to heaven.
Were they souls? They weren't souls. They were like,
what the hell was that?
Corpse.
But corpses, I'm telling you. Like, we're the ghosts. Like, I'm so, they're like, oh shit, that's my body. That's my body over there. I don't know. It was, there's so much things about this movie that just don't make
any fucking sense. Well, they don't have bodies, they're ghosts.
Yeah. Well, like, that's my dead ass corpse, right? That's what I used to be in. Now it's just, like, decayed. But yeah.
So, let's talk a little bit more about the movie. It was made by Walt Disney Pictures. No surprise there. And it's on Disney Plus if anyone wants to watch it themselves. They also made a Muppets version. I feel like we should watch it just for the kick out of it.
I want to watch it just for the fun of it.
But,
so random.
It made, $182.3 million, so it doubled its income, which is good.
That's good. Maybe they thought it was going to be a
doubled
flop.
It.
They didn't put that much budget
so,
in it.
So, when you look at the, like,
it's a pretty small cast, I would say, though. It's not too grand. Maybe, like, the ghost graveyard is, like, where the most people are. But, like, the main cast is pretty small. Like,
yeah.
You're not introducing new characters all the time. You're just kind of, like, with those people the entire time.
Yeah, but they have, like, good actors. Like, Wallace Shawn, he's in, he's in Princess Bride, right?
Bro, Wallace Shawn.
He's in Clueless. He's in...
Wallace Shawn, his voice, man, is so...
He's in Toy Story.
Like, his voice...
I don't know who he plays in Toy Story.
What the hell?
He's in Toy Story.
Toy Story.
I want to say he plays the dinosaur.
Oh. Look it up. Person's thing. Well, I don't know. But I... Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I used to be obsessed with that movie, Happily Never After. And he's, like,
he's
the guy from it, and, I can recognize his voice in a second, because I used to love that actor, like, that character from the movie. But, yeah. And...
He's Rex, yeah.
Yeah, he does play Rex, yeah. Because I think in Rex, he kind of changes his voice a little bit, but in that movie, The Happily Never After, that's exactly his voice in, like, real life. So it's, like, exactly the same.
In Clueless, it's exactly the same, I think, too. He doesn't really change it.
Yeah, he's iconic. He's great. We love it. He's 77. Wow.
Yep, and he's been... Oh, yeah, he's also in Gossip Girl. He, is Blair Waldorf's stepdad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in Gossip Girl,
I remember
too.
Him. I remember that.
And she, like, doesn't like him in the beginning because he's, like, ugly, but then she, like, loves him because he's, like, literally the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, and then he becomes, like...
Because he's literally, like, the sweetest guy ever.
He's, like, super nice. Yeah, what else do you want to talk about with this movie? I think, you have anything else you want to say?
Well, what would you rate this movie? First of all, let's talk about what the actual rating for this movie is. Because I feel like...
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Before I rewatched the movie, I was like, it's unjustified, but it's 14% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critical response, but then the audience response is 30% audience score, which I'm pretty sure a few days ago when I looked this up, it was like 29. Like,
see, what I think is that this movie's pretty old, right? And I think when it came out, it probably flopped. And now people are more willing to watch it.
I feel like it didn't...
I feel like maybe at that time, maybe people weren't as, like, chummy with it. And, like... Because if you look at the Google reviews, it's, like, 5 out of 10. You know what I mean?
It's
significantly...
81%.
Yeah, yeah. Or the IMDb, right? It's 5 out of 10.
It's 5 out of 10.
And
so
the
it's not
is
as low.
80%.
And it's 80%.
And I feel like Rotten Tomatoes is the oldest reviewing like platform, so it may have older reviews.
So when did Google
start changing reviews?
It's very different.
It's only up until like a couple years ago, I would say, that I remember. So I would say
so
that
the
like
only people that are seeking out this movie that go look up the movie and then rate it on Google.
Yeah. So I think it's a very big mix because you got like 5 out of 10 in IMDb, you got like 30% Rotten Tomatoes, and then like 80% on Google. So it's like completely different.
I feel like even though I feel
like
the storyline still wasn't what I remembered, and I don't think it was as good as I remembered, I think I still have very fond memories of this movie, and I do think, like, just watching it is very nostalgic. Like, the characters are nostalgic.
Yeah. I think I find it nostalgic as well because of the ride.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, if you didn't know anything about this ride, if you never watched this ride before, I could see why you wouldn't, like, care that much about this movie. Because it's just, like, a random haunted...
Well, we grew up in Orlando, and I've seen this movie, like, a million times as a kid.
I liked it, though. It wasn't bad. I think, like, to be honest, I've seen movies with a lot more budget, a lot more time, and advertisement that are just...
And just still have a shitty story. Shitty.
Yeah. And, like, this, like, it gave what it gave. Like, it did what it could, and it was simple, but it, like, it still delivered.
Also, so, a lot of the comments that I had looked up were talking about how, like, Eddie Murphy went from making adult stand-up to kids' movies, right? But the thing is that, I never, you know, when you're a kid, you grow up with Eddie Murphy as doing kid movies. Like, millennials and Gen Zs, right? That's the thing. It's like, you don't grow up with Eddie Murphy doing his... Okay, so Eddie Murphy did, like, R-rated stand-up. Dirty stand-up. Oh. Right? When he was younger. And then he had this time where he did this movie. He did Daddy Daycare. He did some other movies that I don't like Norbert. I do not like that movie. But he definitely, like, want to have, like, this very, like... very good career making essentially kids movie. Coming to America, Shrek. So there's, like, definitely you have this, Dr. Doolittle. Like, you definitely have this, like, second part of, like, Eddie Murphy's career, which is very child, content focused, right?
Very much. More like our childhood, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle.
And Shrek. Yeah, and so there's definitely a lot of, like, you said you didn't like Daddy Daycare. Oh, yeah, Mulan. He's in Mulan.
I don't think I've ever watched Daddy Daycare. Or no.
Came out the same year as this movie. So maybe in the future, well, actually, maybe not. It's not. I can see, like, Daddy Daycare watching again and hating it because it is such a kid, dumb, like, funny for kid kind of movie. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, Scary Movie is, like, a dumb movie for adults? Like, I feel like Daddy Daycare is, like, a dumb movie for kids. Like, it's the humor is funny, dumb kind of humor.
Well, we'll see in the future, right? But anyways, we'll what's your review of this movie?
So, I would give this because it definitely wasn't what I don't think it's the best Halloween movie now that we watched. I do not think it's, like, one of the best Halloween movies. But I would give it a 7. No, a 6.5.
6.5, okay. Yeah, I think it was a little underwhelming.
I feel like a 2 is very, like...
I think the way you hyped it up, I thought it was going to be a lot more entertaining. But it was, like, it wasn't boring. You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, it was nice. It was calm, relaxed. I would give it a 6 out of 10.
A 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely was very enjoyable, very entertaining. But, and I don't think it needs as harsh as reviews that it has on, like, Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it's really, like, people, like, you have to review it for what it is. Like, that's what the movie's giving you. And you just gotta, like,
I think the graphics are there to give you, like,
a 6. Actually, I'll give it a 7. I'll give it a 7.
To give in.
Because I think for what it is, like, it did good.
It's an entertaining Halloween movie. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know what people were expecting.
I think it was good for us to revisit it. And
I think it was a very fun thing to rewatch.
I probably did watch it when I was a couple times when I was younger, but I didn't remember. Okay. So it was nice to revisit it, I guess.
So, next week will be your pick.
Yes. And I wanted to do a horror movie. We're still deciding. We'll see.
See, the thing is... I am a 25-year-old baby who hates horror films.
Yeah, and it's Halloween, and you don't want to do a horror film. And I was like, and we've been just doing, like, kids' Halloween movies. So I kind of want to do a little, something a little bit more mature next week, but we'll see what we can come up
with. I did want to review, there's a new movie coming out on Netflix, which I thought was just going to be kind of, like, funny. And I'll watch a vampire movie. So, I mean, like, I don't have any issues with that.
So I was thinking, yeah, maybe, like, to end the month, we'll do one horror movie, and we'll do a comedy Halloween. But they can't be Disney. No more Disney.
Okay, but you have to pick your favorite Halloween movie for next week.
Yes, I'm gonna pick. I think I'm gonna pick a horror movie. I wanna watch a horror movie and review it, and do that. So I'm gonna pick one.
I think
not too scary for Maddie though. Something that's okay enough for her to, she'll live. Anyways.
Yeah, we're not watching Freddy Krueger. So, or It. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Anyways. We will see you guys next week.
The next thing.
On What Are We Watching?
On What Are We Watching? Bye.
Bye.